You're here on Sunday Arts, Joy 94.9.
Now, is this the first time we've ever had a brother and sister act together?
I think we might have, actually. We've got Kat and Troy from Superhoods with us. And now you guys are here to talk about, obviously, you're a dance troupe, is that right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop dance?
That's it.
So welcome to the show.
Firstly, thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome.
Absolutely, our pleasure. But hip hop, you know, like it's a dance form that a lot of people go, oh, whatever. But it's really becoming a true art form, isn't it?
It's growing, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Especially after all the dance movies took off a couple of years ago, you know, Step Up. And, yeah. You know, Honey the movie, all that kind of came about and dance got a little bit bigger.
Right. So give us your background. You know, like the fact is you've ended up doing following the same path. When did it start for you, or did, you know, like one of you start before the other, or yeah, did you do it together?
I started dancing from a very, very young age of two. I did all dance styles until I was about 11 years old. I was watching all the music videos on the Saturday morning, and I really took to, you know, Michael Jackson and Missy Elliott, some more hip-hop artists that were getting bigger. So I was like, Mum, I want to do that style. I want to do that. And it took me so many years to find a studio that actually taught, like, a real kind of hip-hop feel.
Yeah.
So, I've been doing that ever since. Haven't stopped. And then I actually created my crew, Superhoods.
And that's when she forced me to start dancing.
That story comes about is when I created the crew, Troy wasn't really dancing at the time.
I wanted to be a ninja back in the day. So I was doing gymnastics. And
how old were you?
I would have been 13, 14.
When you first, yeah.
When I was doing gymnastics, yeah. And I just wanted to flip and do a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And I would go and follow Kat and watch her do classes, and there would be, you know, a whole bunch of dancers in the back of the room just practicing another style called popping. So popping is where you contract your muscles and you get that really hard kind of hitting pop. And you might have heard pop and lock. They're two different styles. You got popping and locking. So I started doing that just a little bit, just kind of mucking around in the back. And then, yeah, when Kat made this group, she's like, Troy, I need you to join in. So I'd literally run on, do a backflip and run off. And when we were competing, the judges would be like, well, all right, you can't just have someone come on and do a trick and then run off. And that's when she started forcing me to dance. Right. Yeah. So.
But how did you approach it? Because, you know, like, boys don't really like to be known as dancers, although it's happening more and more these days.
There's a massive shift here.
Yeah. And what was it? But because it's hip hop, that's fairly cool for
very
boys.
Different. And, very different.
And because he was doing backflips, you know, that's the cool thing. Oh, everyone, right, look at his backflip.
Yeah.
And he would come on, do a backflip, and everyone would be like, oh, my gosh.
So it's amazing because we're showing our age with how long we've taught at schools. And over the years, we've seen the shift. And it used to be all the boys in the back and all the girls would be in the front line. But, you know, last year, all the boys are coming to the front. So I think we're starting to break that down, that dancing's for girls and whatnot. We own a hip-hop studio, Street Dance Studios, and it is 60% dominated by boys.
Do you actually teach within schools as well?
We do.
Yeah.
Right,
primary,
okay,
and secondary schools.
Yeah, because my nephew's kids, where they go to school, there's hip-hop.
Yep.
Team, and they competed down Geelong last year, which you guys must have been involved in.
So there's a lot of competitions. That's where we started. Superhoods were only doing competitions for how many years, do you think?
Probably about four or five years. 4 or 5 years.
And funny you said you don't like Australian Idol. Normally I don't like reality TV shows either, but it was Australia's Got Talent that really threw us into the entertainment space. Without that, I don't think we would be where we are.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I don't like the reality side of it, but you know what? It gets your name out there.
Yep, yep.
And through that, that's how we've traveled to India and filmed a Bollywood movie. We just got back from Dubai.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, so Kat can explain that one.
Well, India, yeah, that was a crazy story. I think at 3 o'clock in the morning, I got an email saying, hey, we saw you guys on YouTube and we really want you guys to come be part of our Disney film over here in Mumbai, India.
So it was based on a true story from an Indian group where they went and it was the first group that they've ever gone to compete at Worlds at this hip-hop competition in Vegas, and they were creating a movie around that. So they needed crews from all around the world to come to Mumbai to film this international hip-hop competition.
But we thought the email was a joke. So I went into Troy's room at 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh, you'll never guess, haha, we just got this email, they want us to go to India. And we're like, oh, gosh, we'll just, you know, like, we'll just say we'll come if you pay us this much money, like thinking it was not going to be true. And then the next day they were like, okay, we're flying you guys. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
Wow. And so you're traveling overseas a bit these days. There, tell me a story about, I know I heard this through a totally different a source than you guys, about a five-year-old little African boy.
Mm-hmm. So that's Chesson. He's been with us for quite a while now. And I met him at a community class that I was teaching for MIC, which is Migrant Information Center. And he was just this little kid that just loved dancing. And all of a sudden, he was getting better and better, and we brought him into our studio. And fast track, you know, 10 years, he's now 15, and he's the youngest performer that we hire for Superhoods, and he's an incredible little dancer.
We brought him to Disneyland when we went over there and performed.
Yeah, so it's amazing because in this industry, it's really hard to get somewhere, to build a name and to get paid. And that's what I'm all about. It's showing if you love something and you're good at it, Why not be paid for it?
Yeah.
You know?
So how, he was 5 years of age, you were taking him overseas. What did his parents say? What did he think as well?
Very, very easygoing, which is very, very good for us. It was very, I'm pretty much his dad. I call up his school and hey, it's Chesson's dad. You know, I need to confirm, you know, what subjects he's doing next year. So it's a really good working relationship between both. You know, they migrated here with just a small family, and they've attached themselves to us. And as I said, Chesson almost lives at our house, especially over the school holidays. He'll be there every day. So it's a really awesome and nurturing relationship
right.
we have.
And he still tours with you?
Yeah,
you
guys he pretty much, we book for any kind of gig. He just performed at QV. So we just did QV, the Christmas show, the rap party. That was Friday.
So we'll be back there again on Wednesday.
Back there Wednesday, yep.
So this coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday, yeah.
QV. So whereabouts? Is it outside?
Just upstairs. And we're going to have this whole area kind of sectioned off, and it's going to be a massive dance battle. So Superhoods have grown from when we started in 2008, and we've now got a breaking team as well as a hip-hop group. So people sometimes merge everything together to rap dancing or whatever it is, but we've got a specific hip-hop and specific breaking. So on Wednesday at QV, we're going to have our break dancers there, and it's just going to be a massive party. Chesson's going to be there, and you'll definitely see him kind of flipping and going crazy. Right. Funny, he wants to be a ninja as well. So he's definitely taken after me in that way.
Yeah.
He can just dance better.
So tell us, how do you see this ending up? You know, like it's becoming so popular, this form of you know, hip hop is, and as I said, you know, like, it's competitions with school kids as well. You know, like, it's a changing world, isn't it? You know, like, from what hip hop used to be, very, very American, you know, the kids on the street doing it. It's a whole different scenario nowadays.
For sure. Kat, you want to? I'm talking a lot.
Back in the day when we were growing up, there was nothing, to now it's just, you know, blown up. And, you know, I think our goal, like, especially for us, is, you know, the next generation of dancers. He always says that. And to show them that, you know, you can do this as a career, and we would love to, you know, tour around the world doing more shows like what we have been.
Kat and I have built this thing up from the ground up. And we're doing well because we can own a studio and we can do all of that. But to just be a performer and entertainer, it's really hard. So I've set a personal goal that by the time Chesson is 18, there is enough work coming in, he can be a professional full-time dancer, not worry about money because there's enough work there. So we're really we're definitely not creating, and I would never say that we are creating an industry for entertainment. But what we're doing is we're showing other hip-hop groups that, hey, If you're good, if you're determined, you can do this. Mm. So as you said, we had mini hoods, which is our, how old?
They're from 5 to 8 years old. Oh, and then they were performing at QV with us, hoods, yeah.
And they were at QV, booked them their first gig. And that is what we're really excited for, because that's what a lot of people can't. And because of the relationship with Superhoods and the studio and our students, we have a much bigger reach. So we've got another gig coming up on the 12th of January, which is for Big Bash. And we've got 30 dancers, you know, field. and that's what I love. It's the next generation showing them, hey, you know, you can have performance opportunities. As soon as you get to a certain age, we hire you as a professional dancer, and there's those stepping stones.
What about other groups around or troops around? Mm-hmm. Is there, you know, like...
Crews is the...
Crews?
Yes,
oh, not yes. Troops. Yes. I put troop in there. Oh, I'm using the wrong terminology.
Love it.
I'm so old school. So is there much competition for you guys around town or...?
I feel like we've been one of the only crews that have been able to break away from just competing.
So Kat and I made a conscious decision and said, you know what? We're not going to do any more free gigs, because everyone will come up to you and say, hey, you know, we've got this awesome job, awesome exposure for you. And we say, cool, can it match Australia's Got Talent? No? Okay, you have to pay us. I'm very sorry. So we've made that conscious decision that our guys are so good that, you know, we do charity works. Don't get me wrong. We do free events. But it's now we're at that point where I want to get my dancers work. And we're very passionate about building something up that money comes in for the dancers just to get us better and better.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever thought of approaching the Art Centre, to be part of one of their summer shows or anything like that?
Yeah.
Because that's the arenas that you need to get into,
yep.
You know, like to make it a real art form to take you to another level.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, because we've got that travelling bug, I think we're really looking at that international stuff. So we've, you know, said Japan's on our list of where we want to go. Singapore's been in touch to try and get us over there. So I think we really want to start to expand and show everyone, hey, you can travel with this. You know, Kat has gone off and got a visa to America because it is very limited here. The work that you can
do. Of course.
All of our artists, as soon as they make it big enough, they try and go over there. So for us to dance at,
sorry, I have a question about that.
Yeah,
Troy, you were saying about obviously international. Do you find that, you know, you said you guys have some stuff on YouTube.
Mm.
Do you find that that's a really good sort of introduction or does that, is that how you get your
social into media? 100% from.
Is that what's encouraged your contact from Japan and stuff like that?
I think it's, Australia's Got Talent. That video is one of the number one videos that comes up when you type in hip hop dance crew. So if you.
In Australia.
So if you would see that, that's how everyone is. And Instagram and all social media, it's just, I mean, it's crazy how much everything's changed now and it is all on social media, but you could just type in or search a hashtag and Superhoods would come up if you did a hip hop crew.
It's quite amazing all the access you have.
It's crazy, I did not, growing up, I had none of this, so now I'm like trying to keep up with everyone and
our students are teaching us
like, no, you need to tag this, you need to tag that, and so many companies just from us tagging things have contacted us and seen our work through there, which has been awesome.
And then I have another question, which is not quite related. You mentioned earlier about breakdancing and hip-hop and pop and lock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I'm showing my age a little bit, but what's the difference? I mean, without going too technical, I suppose, the difference between hip-hop and breakdancing?
Yeah, cool.
It's all under the same umbrella of what hip-hop is, but breakdancing is, you know, all the stuff that you would see on the floor, so head spins and all the kind of trick kind of stuff.
Yes, now, that sort of stuff I remember from the sort of the 80s.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is hip-hop. I mean, breakdancing is hip-hop.
So
when we're saying hip-hop, we're talking just like choreography, hip-hop choreography, with foundations of popping and locking and other stuff.
So what's popping?
So popping is what Troy was studying under, and that's...
Yeah. So popping is, as I was saying, it's a lot of the tensing of the muscles. So when you actually
tense... Oh, that's what you said.
And it's more... Yeah, and it's stronger, but it's got this cool kind of funky groove to it.
We're on radio here.
Yeah, you can't really see... Yeah,
can't really see Troy doing this, but we get it.
So that's popping, and then locking is a real kind of funky, like really kind of energetic, big smiles, and then hip-hop is that really big kind of using your whole body, really big movements, Braking is more on the floor, and then you've got crumping, which is more aggressive.
Yep.
So it all falls under the banner of kind of street dancing,
okay.
Hence why the studio is called Street Dance Studio.
And then all those styles are just foundations and so, I mean, obviously the main style of, like, hip-hop is, you know, grooving. So to any kind of funk music, not necessarily, like, hip-hop, but, you know, in the 80s, you know, all that kind of music, everyone would just be having this funk and just party dancing kind of feel.
And do you feel also that the, I suppose, the emergence of not it's not that it's emerging, but R&B music has become so much more popular now and then it was, say, 20 years ago.
Mm.
Has that helped the sort of the
yes, it has and it dancing. Hasn't, funnily enough.
Okay. Because it was all the real hip-hop acts back then, you know, yep. like the Run DMCs and Beastie Boys
that's
and all that.
That's what went missing these days.
Yeah.
Music's changed and even hip-hop has changed. But with that being said, there's this whole argument in the dance space. What is hip hop? And no, it's now called urban choreography.
Okay. Oh,
And they call it something else. So, you know, we're always trying to just keep the peace and say, you know what, we're dancing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we're doing, we're dancing. But at the end of the day, we're a hip hop crew. The urban choreography stuff is a lot more slower and a lot more hitting all these technical little beats. We do that, but our, by far our style is.
But our mentors are pioneers of this style.
Yeah. So the hardest thing being in Australia is, where did hip hop start? You said it before. Mm. You know, on the streets of New York, and for us to learn it, for Kat to find a studio when she was, you know, young, is very, very difficult because. All you had to do is, all we had to do is look at, you know, the TV and learn from that. There was no dancers here. So now that we, you know, the world's flat and people can travel back and forth, hence why Kat's, you know, back and forth from LA learning from the, you know, one of MC Hammer's dancers.
Oh, wow.
They're the ones that you want to be learning from, you know what I mean? The originals.
Yeah. Now tell me, you know, like with a lot of the pounding of your body, you know, like especially, you know, like doing backflips and, you know, like the spinning on the floor and all that. Injuries? You know, like, is it
plenty.
Something that can... plenty. Right.
I made a conscious decision not to learn breakdancing because I was a little wimp. I couldn't handle it. My body was, it was killed. My hat goes off to all of our breakdancers. I don't know how they wake up and do the same thing the next day. But yes, you definitely have to try and maintain yourself. In Dubai, we did 40 shows in 8 days.
Oh,
I hurt myself on the first one.
Oh.
Because I have this special move where it's the worm, but it's backwards. Oh, yeah. I do it from my back.
Okay.
And I was like, I got to get this crowd started. Like, let's go. First show, injured my back.
So what did you do?
It's the worm. So
No. But what did you do after
massage.
That?
Massage.
Did you go on the other night?
Yeah.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. We had 4 more shows that day and I was still there.
Plenty of Advil and massages.
Yeah. I had a sauna every morning. Like,
Okay. But are you going to worry about old, you know, like when you get a bit older?
I'm ready to retire now.
From a dancer?
Well, we're going to be in wheelchairs. We won't be able to move our bodies. I think from the age of 18 I had tears down my spine.
Cat's got scoliosis.
Messed up. But you know what? Wow. You just keep going. Yep. So
it's and that's when you have a passion for something, you can always find a way.
Yep.
And we mentally knew, hey, we got 40 shows to do in this 8 days.
Mm.
We got to do it.
Yep.
And there was only 2 shows where I said to a couple of our dancers, take this show off, you know?
And is hip-hop something where you can sort of step back a little bit and take on more choreography, or do you really have to sort of be involved and still doing it and practicing
it's hard.
To keep...
Because Kat and I are the leaders of the group,
like
we try and set a standard. And if we're going hard, everyone needs to go hard.
But the good thing with hip-hop is that we do a lot of freestyling. So, you know, we can improvise on a show if we need to. If there is someone injured and, you know, we don't have time to re-block a show, we can always just say, hey, you're going in, you're freestyling.
And sorry, when you say freestyling, is that just something that's just not choreographed?
Something not choreographed, you're just doing it on the spot.
Like ad-libbing sort of equivalent to it?
Yeah, 100%, that's it.
So Wednesday night, people can go down. What time?
So it starts from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. At QV Square.
Yep. Okay, yep. Brilliant. And if people want to, you know, because there's lots of families out there listening that would like their kids to get involved, website?
Yep. So you can go on www.superhoods.com.au.
So how's that spelt?
So super.
Yeah.
Hoods with a Z. Yep. So HOODZ.com.au. And our studio is called Street Dance Studios. And we're just located in Mitcham.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for your excitement level and enthusiasm for what you do. It's just wonderful. And congratulations for taking on something that's not all that well known here.
Thank you.
And making it a real, you know, like dynamo. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You might see David spinning around on the floor shortly.
I love it.
You're here on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.